Hello everyone, it's 2:05 on the 10th of March, 2 a.m. that is, and it's going to be one of those nights, I think.
Mark, play video, button, play video, button.
I came on here now because I wanted to do this, Boo, because I'm meant to be going to the hospital later today, and my appointments are at 3 and 4 o'clock, and I don't know what time I'm going to get home. Then obviously got to do the dinner and everything. So I wanted to do this post now in case I didn't have time. And it's to commemorate or just to remember a cousin, my cousin Simon, who died at 4 years old on the 10th of March when I was 12. He actually had leukemia, and I'm pretty sure that nowadays it would have been curable. But this piece of music we had on an album at home of Ravel's music. It's a pavane, and it was played extensively at the time, and it reminded us of him, and it brings back the atmosphere to the very bones, you know, to the very core of you, the atmosphere of that time, all those years ago. Because my grandmother on my mum's side, my cousin was on my dad's side, I'd actually passed away on the 27th of February on her 75th birthday, and we'd been staying at my grandfather's. And on the 10th of March, we were actually going to head home that day because the funeral had been taking place and everything. My sister and I didn't go. We weren't allowed to attend that. And then my cousin was ill in hospital, and he had been ill for some time. And I think my parents knew the outlook wasn't very good. I didn't really understand that at the time. Well, I knew he was seriously ill, but I don't think I actually thought he was going to die. And I just remember that we were sitting there. It was like early afternoon, just after lunch, I think. And my grandparents weren't ever on the phone. And so my dad's sister and her husband, who were Simon's parents, turned up to tell us that he'd just passed away, and that was in a hospital not very far from there, which is not where we live now. This was when we lived around here then, but we went down there to visit the family. They lived further down in Kent, and I always remember his mum. My dad's sister Janet, who's also, I mean, he's got a tragic family, my father. She passed away in her 50s when Connor was about 3. But I always remember her. She had another son who was a bit older. Well, she went on to have another one like a couple of years after Simon's death. But I remember how dignified she was that day. And I just didn't know what to say. I mean, even as an adult, I wouldn't know what to say, but she came and sat next to me on the sofa. She was a great cat lover, and one of my grandparents' cats, or then my granddad, because my grandmother had died, Pickwick, he was a big black and white cat, and he was the son of one of my mum and dad's cats, came and sat on her lap, and she was stroking him, and I didn't know what to do. I wanted to tell her I was sorry, and I just didn't know how to do it, so I just held onto her hand, and she just talked about, you know, everything but Simon, really. And I went back to school the next day because I'd already had a week off because of my grandmother's passing. And Simon's funeral was on the Friday, on the 15th, which I can't remember. I think it might have been a Friday, but I can't remember. I always remember my mum telling me that the wreath from his mum and dad was like a cushion made out of ferns and a teddy made from blue forget-me-nots, and I always thought that was so sad. And I've always thought about him. I've never forgotten the anniversary of his death, and I've often thought about him in between times. I didn't know him very well because, like, I was 12 and he was only 4. But what I did know of him, he was one of these good children, you know. He didn't seem to ever do anything wrong, and I remember hearing my mum saying that his mother had eczema on her hands, and when she went in to visit him in hospital, even though he was really sick, he said, "How are your hands, Mummy?" He was one of these little boys that was sweet, you know? And I don't know, I've never forgotten the feeling we had when we found out that he died, and spending time with his mum like that afternoon. And I kind of revisited it. It was almost like I went back in time. I know that sounds really weird, but I had flu in 2003, around Easter time, and I don't know whether I was delirious. I was certainly very unwell. When I was like semi-conscious, like half asleep, it was like I went back to this time and I lived through it again, all the memories. It was really, really strange, surreal experience. And I suppose it just goes to show that in my subconscious it had a very, very deep effect on me. So I just want to say rest in peace, and I've never forgotten you, even though I never knew you that well. But it struck me tonight so much when I thought of all the years he hasn't been here. You know, he never had a girlfriend, he never went to school, he never did anything like that. All those years, so many years, he wasn't here. He just wasn't here. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say, and thanks for listening. Recording button.